Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. Thanksgiving is over here in the US, and that means the holidays are in full swing. And I have a little challenge for you today. Write down everything you need to do from now until January 1st. Get it onto one sheet of paper, and then cross off half of it. Let it go. You don't need to send cards if you can post a picture on Facebook. You don't need to buy gifts for everyone when you can send them a nice email. Just figure out a way to send them some love. Maybe you even do it in your morning meditation. You just send them the energy of love and let them know you were thinking of them. I want to tell you a little bit about how I'll be celebrating the holidays. We celebrate Christmas. I know many of you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan. All of these have amazing traditions behind them, and it's important for me to focus on the reason for the season. So we will be reading the nativity story with our kids, and we will not be frantic and frazzled. We love to read our Christmas books, but we're not going to be making cookie plates, except one. And we take this one cookie plate to family friends that we love. And I love watching our kids dress up like little ninjas and running through the streets to knock on the door and hiding in all the neighboring bushes as we deliver this cookie plate. So much fun. So we love that tradition. We always watch Elf at Christmas time. We love Buddy the Elf, especially the scene where Santa arrives at the department store and he jumps up and down screaming, "Santa!" It's the best, and it cracks us up every time. As far as treats, we don't do a lot. We do make Danish æbleskivers, which is a tradition my great grandmother brought from Denmark. I remember making them with my own grandmother who has passed, so it's fun to think of her every time. And this was a tradition she did every single year. Æbleskivers are what you have at Christmas, so we love to make those. On Christmas Eve, we love to eat fondue. My husband grew up in Switzerland, and I remember going there on one of our first trips. We had four kids at the time, so it was our second trip, I think. And his mother sent us up by train to the top of the highest mountain in Switzerland. It's called the Jungfrau. And at the top, we had a coupon for free fondue. And so we had our fondue. It was fantastic. And the kids had altitude sickness, so they were lying on the floor around our table quietly while we enjoyed our fondue. It was a blast. And so we have had fondue every Christmas Eve ever since. I want to share that tradition with you if you're interested. I've posted our fondue recipes, both for the cheese fondue and the chocolate fondue, on our show notes page. That's at jenride.com/happy90. Happy 90. jenride.com/happy90. I always have a show notes page for every episode, and sometimes you can find some good stuff there. So get in the habit of looking. But today, two amazing fondue recipes that we love. I would love to hear about your holiday traditions, all of them. I love collecting these ideas. I would love to hear how you celebrate the holidays. Send me an email with how you celebrate the holidays, and I'm going to read some of these on some of our episodes throughout the month of December. So this will be really fun because we can get some good ideas and be inspired by each other and get to know each other a little better. Well, I hope you have a fantastic final weekend of November and get ready for the December hustle and bustle. No, scratch that. The calm and centered December that you're going to have because you're reducing half of your to-do list and celebrating the things you actually like to do during the holidays. Make it a phenomenal weekend, and I will see you next week. Until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenride.com.